This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now for us to get into our weekly radio roundup, the News Talk Radio Review, if you will. On the air with me, I'm Doug Steffen, broadcaster Victoria Jones, who runs the DC Radio Company, and cleverly, the DC Radio Company is located in Washington, District of Columbia. It's
what
a wonderful
idea.
Thing. Yeah, it is a wonderful idea. Also in Washington is Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington at our originating network, Radio America. And Rick Jensen joins us from WDEL in Wilmington. Been there for 18 years. I'm sure to the people who are there, it seems like 38. But it's, you know, time flies when you're having fun. All right, let's get to the items of interest here. Richie always likes me to start at the beginning because if I don't start at the top, we often don't give it short shrift. I just think I'm going to go through the list quickly, and then we'll go back around.
No, I like that.
Circle back around. Number 10, the Super Bowl. Lots of conversation about that game last weekend, the ref having a little bit of a problem. Number 9, the World Economic Forum. Number 8, what's going on in Venezuela? Number 7, the shooting in Florida at the bank. Number 6, the transgender ban in the military. Number 5, more people coming out of the woodwork to run for president in 2020. Covington Catholic, the incident in the Covington, Kentucky, wasn't it? It was not West Virginia. It was Covington.
It was in Washington, D.C.
Washington. Okay, thank you.
No, that's where it happened. It happened in Washington, D.C.
The boys were from Kentucky.
That's right. Okay. I didn't pay. When I see stuff like that, I don't want to talk about it on the air. So I generally ignore it. And then when it comes up, go away. I have to turn to Victoria. What's that story all about?
Let's stop for one second because my initial reaction is, you're a radio host. You should be talking about that story because everybody was talking about it. Okay, to your credit, the reason it's a story is because everybody was talking about it and shouldn't have been.
Right.
Facts wrong. It's a made-up social media story, and everybody got it wrong. So good for you for being the only one to do the right thing.
Hey! All right.
It's still unclear. It's still unclear because
so you can be sure we're not going to waste much time talking about it.
No.
I'll tell you that. Number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation and Cohen and his testimony and Mr. Stone being indicted, all that. Who's a rye? Border raw. The 2-1 has been the same, for the last 4 weeks? The wall and then immigration, the shutdown, blah, blah, blah. Okay. People list. Tom Brady at 10 for obvious reasons. Martin Luther King Jr. 9. Nicolas Maduro and Juan. I have not pronounced this guy's name right all week. New president of Venezuela. Is it Guaido? How do we pronounce that?
Sure.
Guaido? You don't know either.
Well done, sir.
Thank you very much. That's what I like, is support from the staff. Thank you very much.
We love you, Doug.
All right. Thank you very much. I love you, too. Kamala Harris and Pete
Buttigieg.
Did you hear the story about the woman?
Every point you got from Venezuela has been lost now.
There's another two that I have no use for and have no interest in talking about. Kamala Harris is the big... She and what's-her-face from Massachusetts are two of the biggest phonies in the world of politics that they've ever seen.
Elizabeth Warren.
Thank you. Yeah. Pocahontas.
I have a question about Kamala Harris for people who might be supporters. How do you think they'll feel when they learn that she actually put two single moms in jail because their kids were cutting school?
There you go.
Just one.
Thank you.
Well, let's find out the full story first. After we get
on, Victoria. Why do you want to find out the whole story? That's a much better. That's more fun. All right, let's see. Where are we? Mueller. No, we are at number six. So here's another opportunist. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. There's another one that we can put on the back burner. Nick Sandman and Nathan Phillips at five. Mueller and Cohen and Stone at four. Schumer at three. Nancy Pelosi at two. And Donald Trump number one. Okay, so that's the list of the characters and the stories that are on the top. According to the research at Talkers Magazine, they are the Bible of the talk radio industry, listen to a lot of programs, host stations around the country to come up with this list. Now, in terms of sports, I'm going to make one reference, and it isn't to the Super Bowl and to the Patriots, but ladies and gentlemen, the good news is we're 3 weeks away from catchers and pitchers reporting to spring training.
Yes.
Hoorah!
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Hooray! All right. So in a moment, we'll start at the top and see if we can come up with... That was interesting that Mueller indicted Roger Stone. Richie, you always...
I'm right.
On the top of it. You are always right. This guy's been indicted because he lied about something that has... He didn't have anything to do...
They never arrest you for what they
never.
Accuse you of. They only arrest you for lying about what they accused you of.
Roger Stone is very proud of being a dirty trickster. Yeah. And at some point, that's going to come back and bite you.
Didn't he used to be on Fox? Didn't they used to see this guy?
Didn't he start with Richard Nixon? Doesn't he have a tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back?
Was he around when Nixon was around?
A tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's when you know you have a target on your back, is when that target happens to be a tattoo of Nixon's face.
Right.
It's so great.
I have a tattoo of Doug Stephan on my butt.
What happens when he's naked and his wife is on top of his back? That's what I don't know. What is he thinking of?
What the audience doesn't know is that we all have to get tattoos of Doug Stephan when we come on the show.
That's right. It's part of the contract negotiation. Doug makes us commit.
You can put mine's
henna.
Wherever you want. All right. So just to, before we pause and then get back to the serious matters at hand here, when I saw this woman, this guy's name, Butt, whatever it is, I thought of the woman.
Buttigieg.
Okay.
Thank
I'm not going to pronounce that again, but I'm just going to tell you the Butt story. There's a woman in, I think it was either Australia or New Zealand, who sat on the toilet this week and felt a sharp pain on her buttocks. And when she jumped off of the toilet, she found a 5-foot python in the toilet and was happy to take a good bite out of her.
That's my worst nightmare.
I know.
Do you know what's worse in Australia? I'll tell you what's worse in Australia. Is the redback spider. Now, I lived in Australia.
Yeah.
The redback spider is small, it's deadly, and it lurks under toilet seats. And that's one of the many places it lurks. And it's look it up. You can find it online. It's a very frightening spider, and people are terrified sometimes of going to the toilet because you get bitten by a bloody redback, Bruce. Yeah, it's scary.
I've got three invitations to go to three different countries. One of them is Australia to do the program. Maybe I'll reconsider that.
Scratch
it. Next.
That's right, yeah. All right, 14 past the hour. Here's the way for you to lose weight. Those of you who join this large group of humanity, which includes me, Richie, I don't know, Jensen, how you've done with the weight department. And I'm not going to ask because you never ask a woman about her weight, so I'm not talking to Victoria about this.
Well, she's skinny, too. So I mean,
the rest of us, yeah, she's... Yeah.
I have a rather attractive pudge.
Have you?
Nice girl. There's nothing attractive about my belly at all, no. No, I'm listening to you now, sir.
Role, even though I've been using Calitrin since they went on the air with us last March, and I used it through the summer. I think I was weighing in at 184 when I came back from California last April, and they got down to 172, 73 in there where I want to be. And now I'm a little pudgy again, Richie, back up to 179, 180, not so bad.
That'll happen this time of year.
Yeah, it does. So Calitrin will be my hero. Calitrin is the number one choice for healthy weight loss. There are lots of programs. God, and you go to the gym, and that's pretty healthy if you stick with it. Problem is, most people join the gym, and they stay for a couple of weeks and figure out how hard it is to actually work out and sweat and lose the weight, so they give up. here's a way for you to at least combat. You know, you need to exercise, though, because Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen, and it requires that you exercise to build up your muscle, push out the fat. That's where you lose the weight. And then you stay on the Calitrin program to maintain your weight. That's where I went wrong. I was even advising people in Thanksgiving to stay on it, and I didn't do a good job of staying on it. So, paying the price, go back to, let's start at square one. Calitrin is available at toploss.com, toploss.com. Get a 10% off deal when you use the DJV code. The body is consistent, consists of collagen, but it's consistent in the fact that when you don't have the collagen in your system, you will gain weight just the way it is. And the American diet being what it is, that even adds to it. So let's put some collagen back in your body, because it's the number one protein in your body, and that's what works to keep your body lean and cool looking. So, Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, let's get on board. For the most positive way to lose weight and keep it off, go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, take 10% off, and after you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Lose that weight. Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/26/19. See associate for details.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey, constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're going to make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how Geico, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
Excuse me, Mr. Big and Boyston. The government shutdown is number one. We could spend probably the whole time together. There are competing shutdown bills, both of which failed in the Senate. So this thing goes on and on. There are those who... I didn't quite get the reference to April and tax time as to when this might go or why it would stop in April. Anybody understand that? Toria, Rick? Richie,
well, the other thing I read is that it's causing confusion at the IRS, and they're unsure how they're going to approach this from a number of different angles.
Yeah. It's still sending out checks, though, back to people who have filed their tax return.
I think they're making a little movement here.
From people who are not getting paid, who are doing this. And so they're coming into work, they're not getting paid, they're sending out checks. Meantime, they can't file for unemployment themselves, and they can't get side jobs, and they can't afford to pay for child care for their kids.
I'm betwixt in between, okay? So if you watch the news, apparently we cannot operate this country without government. It's like everywhere.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But then again, I go through my daily life, and... I haven't been affected government at all, so I'm trying to figure out which one it is. Because
the buildings that you're in down in Washington, most of them are government employees.
Well, a lot of my contractors are, in Washington. It's
and yet I have listeners who say they cannot close on houses because they can't get the government, whichever department it is, USDA, et cetera, to actually do the paperwork. So.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Yes. As things change, they remain the same. That's my observation here. I'm Doug Steffen here with
you. Were the first person to think of that, Doug?
I probably am, yes, right. Yeah, I always have these initial thoughts that then people steal. And I have to give credit to everybody else for stealing my ideas. Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and Rich McFadden at Radio America. So we're on the government shutdown here, and I don't know whether this cycle will come to an end. People want to talk about Roger Stone. I don't know why. I don't know why we want to. I really... Richie and all the other people who do this. This is my job, and I bring enthusiasm to it as I have doing the countdown stuff for probably 15 or 20 years. But after a while, what new? There's nothing new here. It's the same, the government grind, and the state of our union is really, it's the same pedal pushers over and over again with the same tired stories. So, and then
if you look at these investigations throughout the course of history, our government's history, okay, modern history, let's call it, yeah, the government investigations, it's always the same thing. Lots of money spent, lots of time taken, and the only thing they ever get is somebody not giving a truthful statement about what they were questioned about. So they find somebody who doesn't tell the truth about the issue, but they can't actually arrest them for breaking the law. And we always, it's always the same thing. The Clinton stuff, yeah, everybody, it's always the same thing. They always get them for lying about something. And the crazy thing about the Stone thing is how do they know that he lied? It's because they asked another person, and that person said something different. So now who is telling the truth? Well, they think the other person is telling the truth, and Roger Stone must have lied, therefore we have to charge him.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's we also
interesting
we
more also, government money.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we also may have lies from Roger Stone. We don't know yet, from some of the stuff that he was more than happy to say on social media during the campaign, when he said that it was various people's time in the barrel, as the various WikiLeaks documents were about to come out, which he seemed to have astonishing psychic foreknowledge of, as he put on his hat and sat there with his crystal ball, things that nobody else appeared to have knowledge of, and later said, well, you know, I don't know how I knew that. And also boasted about knowing Julian Assange, and then later said, no, I didn't. I was just sort of saying it. So Robert Mueller doesn't just do things for fun. When he does these things, when he does an indictment, he has documents. He doesn't just base it on, Richie said that in the bar last night, so I'm going to arrest Roger Stone.
At the end of the day,
criminal offense here, Doug, that Trump colluded with the Russians to change the outcome of the election.
You think he did?
Well, that's what Mueller is trying to get to.
Right.
And so because Roger Stone lied about something, does that get him any closer? That's the question.
Well, this just gives
cable news networks are going to go crazy for it.
Hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent on this, and at the end of the day, it'll have the same impact as the impeachment process against Bill Clinton. Goes nowhere, does nothing, creates theater, and that's it. And we have people that come out of the woodwork from nowhere, like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is, in my mind, the most annoying kid, and that's what she is. She made more headlines again this week. She seems to be about the business of making headlines for herself.
Oh, she's a good only Trump is.
Yeah, right. Maybe she is. Maybe that's the counter. She was the only Democrat to vote against the bill to reopen the government. So why didn't she vote with the party? And
Because it would fund Homeland Security. She doesn't want Homeland Security funded.
She's 27 and she knows a lot about it, right?
I can't speak to that.
No. Okay. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows. Four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows. Two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV, at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as President Trump's former informal advisor and longtime backer Roger Stone has been arrested in Florida this morning by the FBI. He's been indicted on 7 counts, including obstructing an official proceeding, making false statements, and witness tampering. Former CIA Chief John Brennan says this should not be a surprise.
And so, just like Mr. Stone's indictment, I'm not going to be surprised by the other indictments that are going to be coming down the pike very soon.
He was speaking on MSNBC. Asylum seekers in Mexico may have to start waiting south of the border while their immigration claims are processed. Homeland Security says immigration officials will implement the so-called Remain in Mexico policy as soon as today. And a Colorado union official says a teacher strike's now on hold. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, and Victoria Jones. Here to go through the stories, the people, the discussions that have taken place. We're sort of summarizing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. So one of the names on here are the two names, the present head of Venezuela, former head of Venezuela. Some U.S. officials have been recalled from Venezuela. I guess we're bringing them a check or have brought them a check for $20 million. Which seems to be rubbing some people the wrong way, where we can't pay government workers. How can we write a check? People can equate whatever they want to. I just don't know that I like supporting other governments. This country has been a real problem, but there are a lot of people there that are in dire straits. Is it our business to help them out? Yes or no, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, it depends on what your philosophy is about this. And President Trump's philosophy has been America first and not supporting this kind of move. So it's
so
very interesting that he's
here
doing this. Well, it could be that it's in our backyard, and that could be the reason. I don't know. But it's very interesting. What is pressing in this is the decision to keep the embassy, the senior embassy personnel, because the others are leaving, in place. And Maduro, who is still saying he's president and who at this point has the military and the security forces behind him at this point is basically saying that they don't have protections. They had said that they were closing the embassies within 72 hours. Well, that was a day ago. So this is concerning, because we don't know what is going to happen to these senior embassy personnel, basically, in a couple of days. This is a worry.
Key is, do we want to keep people there in a failed state? And likely we do. I mean, look at the history. Chavez knew how to work it. Nationalizing oil and other industries, sucking it dry, giving it to people. He's very, very popular. Problem is, oil goes down, and there's not enough money to support that socialist dream. So here comes the next president, and you have a million people leaving the country over the last few years because of abject poverty and worse. The question is, do we want to keep an embassy there and keep in contact with them? And I don't see why not.
Okay.
And here's what I want to know. If we can not write our government employees checks, shouldn't we just stop all the checks? Everything until the shutdown comes back, I mean, is over? Why do we write any checks?
This is an optical thing, much as anything else. It's one of those, whether it really means anything, is $20 million, does it help the people out? Are they going to know, is the average person on the street in Venezuela going to know that the United States government, through the generosity of the people
All the politicians, the dirty politicians, are going to steal it.
Well,
allow me, if you will, the $5.7 billion runs this country for 11 hours. If Pelosi said, look, tell you what, thank you so much for the concessions, especially the CAM, the children, and protection for minors and such, we'll work on that, give you $3 billion, that runs the country for about, 6 hours. But no, the two things are really unrelated. And when it comes to the government shutdown, it's all about a power play. Trump screwed up. He thought that shutting down the government, we'd be blaming the Democrats, and he had no idea how many people would get hurt. Pelosi, he also underestimated Pelosi. And I know, Victoria, you're going to probably disagree, but I believe that Trump believed that Pelosi cares more about people than power. That's obviously not true, because she could have made this thing work as opposed to the petty politics of saying you can't have your State of the Union address. This could have actually been done.
Oh, I think that this is to a great extent about politics. I'm an observer here. I think that he underestimated, and he was elected on the basis of having no experience, right? But I think he underestimated the fact that a woman, and I think he does underestimate women, that a woman who has been in government as long as she has would understand how to play the political game better than he did. I think he underestimated that. At this point, she's playing it better than him. Now, he knows some games. He certainly knows the publicity game and the promotion game extremely well. Can he turn that to his advantage? That's where he excels.
I think he does a great job when he says, I've been sitting here in the White House all weekend long waiting for you to come and negotiate with me, but nobody shows up. They all go away. All the Democrats are in Puerto Rico celebrating something this weekend. I think he does a great job with the PR, but has he made the right moves?
No, that was good.
How can it be a great job with PR when you've got... I'm sorry, Victoria. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say what he said there was good. It was a half-truth, because what they were doing was seeing a play that was raising funds for the people of Puerto Rico. But he didn't say the whole thing, but it sounded great.
Right. Exactly.
It's all about one-upsmanship. We could spend the whole, as I said, we get stuck here. When it comes to optics and slogans and things that you do, people who study the art of the game of politics, if you will, pardon the pun, stealing the title from Trump. One of the most egregious things, from my perspective, because it's so stinking political, happened this week. We talked about Elizabeth Warren and some of the other people who were trying to get some traction for the Democratic nomination in 2020. She unveiled a tax this week proposing that the richest people in America, about 75,000 of them, would pay 2% annually of their net worth to the federal government. For what? Where is that money going to go?
So that you could blow it, yeah.
Yeah. Where is that money? Yeah. I want to go back just for a second, because you're talking about Venezuela and where that $20 million goes. You realize that the Mubarak family, when Mubarak was tossed in Egypt as the president, he and his family had $8 billion. And the $8 billion came from the United States of America. Exactly. And our largesse. You remember after the 67 war, when we made a deal to stop it, we agreed to pay Israel and Egypt every year $4 billion. Stop fighting, we'll agree to give you $4 billion a year in aid. The Israelis have used it to better their country. Mubarak put it in his bank account. And that's why in terms of where does the $20 million go, does it go into circulation and help the country, or is Richie just in that? That's what just triggered that memory, Richie, in my mind, when you said, or does it go to the crooked politicians or whoever's at the top?
Well, my wife is from Colombia, which is right next door to Venezuela, and all the Venezuelans are going to Colombia. And so I definitely see the effects, but I also see what a government like that looks like. You cannot walk into any government-run office in Colombia, and that's a pretty stand-up country, and not find somebody who's not taking money on the side.
Yeah, that's the way they think. That's the way they act. Yes, Rick.
Yeah. No, you know, you're absolutely right. You don't buy friendships; you rent them. And when it comes to trying to establish some kind of peace, you have to calculate. I'm serious question for you, Doug, because I know where you stand on this. I know how you feel about this, and I no one can really make the logical argument that you are wrong. The question is, how much? We know what you are. Now we're just negotiating price. So when it comes to Mubarak and others, what's the value?
The value of having Mubarak on our side? Is it more important to have Mubarak on our side or the people of Egypt on our side? Mubarak's gone.
That's a good point.
People are still there. Same thing in Venezuela. More important to have the people. That's why I said, are they going to know? I don't mind sending the check for $20 million as long as they know that it was us who helped them. There are people that are eating their dogs there because they don't have any food. That's kind of that's the landscape. So we want to help them, and if we are helping them, do they know we're helping them? That's my question, and I don't have an answer. I don't know the answer to it, frankly. 43 after the hour. I do have a way for you to clean your intestine, though.
Nice. There you go.
Brilliant. That's award-winning, that
one. Great segue, Doug.
Richie always loves my segue serenades. He thinks that they're fabulous. There are secrets that you can use for better digestive health. And they're all wrapped around using Life Change Tea. It helps you lose weight for sure, maintains great health, because all of the problems that you have in your system begin in your gut. So you want to clean out the yucca bunga lungas that are there, the unhealthy colon with all those things that are growing around in your stomach that you don't want to know about, the parasites, the things that drain your energy, drain your strength, compromise your immune system. The possible symptoms of parasites are endless. Medical studies show 85 to 90% of the adult population here has at least one form of parasite living in your colon or in your gut. So let's clean them out. That's what Life Change Tea will do. It's an all-natural blend of teas grown in America. It's an American product, all natural, all organic. Life Change Tea will cleanse your body. It's this time of year you need to clean your body out. So help yourself. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's the website. Can't get it in the store. You have to go to GetTheTea.com, order Life Change Tea, get it delivered. And by the way, the delivery is free if you use the code DJV when you order a Life Change Tea to clean out your innards. Let's do a little power washing of your system. GetTheTea.com at LifeChangeTea.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new cash rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
Rick, Victoria, Rich, and Doug. Victoria sent me something this week that I wanted to spend a couple of minutes on here in the ambiance of the Countdown Review. The National Intelligence Director, Dan Coats, released a report this week that makes up the 17 federal agencies comprising the intelligence community, and what the gravest, they put together what the biggest threats are. You want to review these, Victoria? Because I thought they were the biggest problem. This is a 36-page report. What are some of the highlights here from your perspective?
Yeah, it's pretty chilling. This comes out every 4 years. And so this is long-term thinking, and this is the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and he's in charge of the 17 intel agencies. So these are the 10 biggest truth bombs. That basically traditional adversaries will continue attempts to gain and assert influence, taking advantage of changing conditions in the international environment, including the weakening of the post-World War II international order. Russian efforts to increase its influence and authority are likely to continue, may conflict with U.S. goals priorities. The democratization of space poses significant challenges for the U.S., talks about adversaries. The ability of individuals and groups to have a larger impact than ever before, politically, militarily, in every way, is undermining traditional institutions, goes on about that, talks about increasing migration and urbanization of populations, straining the capacities of government, fracturing of societies, breeding grounds for radicalization. Nano and biotechnologies are good, but also significant threats to U.S. interests.
So
security.
There's a bunch of other stuff. What's your takeaway, though? What do you want people to take away from this?
My takeaway is that it's a very seriously scary world out there. This story, I think, is one of the biggest stories of the week. And it's fascinating to me how we are so obsessed with one story that something as huge as this is not being talked about, and it should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wonder to what end, though, is the scariness? What do you think is going to? What do these people think they scare the hell out of people or continue to try to take over stuff? And you know, what does it get them at the end of the day? Is the question a good spiritual question? Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, thanks to you and Rich McFadden as well here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Or recognize this music from the movie The Sting, one of the best movies of all time, I think, in terms of how it engages you. Robert Shaw was a great bad guy. His underlings were great underling bad guys. And the relationship between Robert Redford and Paul Newman was fabulous. All right, so Chucker, bring us around to understanding why we're focused on The Sting at this point.
Well, usually I come on and we celebrate an actor or an actress's birthday. Paul Newman was born January 26th, which will be tomorrow, 1925, passed away in 2008. One of the great movie stars, I think, of all time. Two pairings of Robert Redford. One was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The other was The Sting, which you said is a great film. That is a great, really tight script and an amazing payoff. Terrific cast. Robert Shaw, as you pointed out, that guy was a great talent.
Yeah, he was a good talent. Bad guy also in Jaws. He was a great bad guy.
He was.
He was a bad guy in one of the James Bond movies. He blonded his hair. Remember him? Russia with Love, I think it was. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and Paul Newman, you know, Cool Hand Luke, and I love The Verdict. And, of course, I'm partial to Inferno because I love disaster films.
Yeah, I know you do. All right, Jeff Bridges supposedly bringing back the role of the dude from The Big Lebowski. What do you make of that?
I'm hearing the rumors that it's going to pop up in a Super Bowl commercial. That's what they're saying. I mean, a lot of people, you know, love that movie. It has a huge following. They'd love to see a follow-up to it. But I think from what the inclination that character is going to pop up in some form in a Super Bowl commercial in a week from this Sunday.
take the place of the Coca-Cola ads, which have been taken out of the Super Bowl this year. Maybe that's how they get a little extra time. You know what they're getting, by the way, just as an aside, $5.1 million for a spot in the Super Bowl.
Let me ask you a question, because you know about advertising. Do you think it's worth it for a major company to spend that kind of money on a, what is it? Is that for 30 seconds?
I think there's so much.
Just ask GoDaddy.com.
Impact. Yeah, the ancillary impact of the attention given to the spots traditionally every year. Not only did it get it played in the Super Bowl, but it's usually played in 87 other different environments. And so, yeah, I do think it's worth it. And if they didn't think it was, they wouldn't go back year after year. These people are not stupid. They spend the money. So that's what makes me think
a lot of money.
It doesn't work
for
Coca-Cola, because Coca-Cola is not in it this year. But Budweiser, and there are a lot of repeat customers. You just said GoDaddy.
Let's talk specifically about the movie industry. Let's just say you're a major studio like Universal or Warner Brothers. Would you literally spend $5.5 million to run a trailer for your movie? I don't know. I think that money could be spent online and get a lot more mileage out of it. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Is there usually a movie that's advertised in the Super Bowl?
Oh yeah, they'll advertise probably about the 3 to 5 movies will be advertised. Trailers will run during the Super Bowl. Yep.
Really? Okay. All right. So what do we have coming out this weekend, Chuck? It looks exciting.
Well, two movies at theaters. A family friendly movie called The Kid Who Would Be King. Patrick Stewart is one of the stars of that film. And then another movie called Serenity, which is a thriller starring Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. And surprisingly, that movie's not tracking well at all. It's on like 2,500 screens, only tracking at around a $5 million opening weekend.
They don't look like likable characters. It looks like a yucky movie.
Yeah, but here's the thing. A movie like this in the 90s with two high-profile stars and a concept like this, this movie would probably have a big opening. Boy, the industry has really changed. I mean, it's really gone to just, you know, popcorn movie after popcorn movie, unless, you know, you catch a movie like A Star is Born or Bohemian Rhapsody, which have caught big audiences. But when I saw the tracking on this movie, Serenity, I got to tell you, it really surprised me. Now, speaking of the Oscars, some of the Oscar-related movies that got nominations have been expanded. Star is Born added 800 screens, now on 1,192. Despite the fact you could watch it on streaming, Bohemian Rhapsody added 1,200 screens this weekend, Vice almost 400, and Black Klansman re-released on almost 200 screens nationwide, all for the public to get a chance to watch some of these films that got Oscar nominations on the big screen.
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of good stuff around, a lot of good stories being told. People want to expand their horizons a little bit. Go check out what is in the subframes of some of these movie houses around the country. Very good stuff. Chucker, have a great weekend. We'll check in with your box office totals on Monday. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.